Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and here we are at the end of another week, but in this case, it's sort of an interesting week because it ends on September 20th, which is the official day that Donald Trump can begin selling shares in that crazy thing he calls a company, which is clearly not a company because it doesn't do anything anyway. But having said all of that and remembering they have no revenue, they have nothing. They basically steal from the public. They convince the public to buy shares, and then Donald is on his way to selling the shares that in theory would be pumped up by the public. But of course, even the American public is not that dumb. Not that dumb at all, because while Donald has sat around, he started with $10 billion. Now, I want you to listen to this, because if you're thinking about what Donald Trump could do for the United States of America, I want to show you what he can do. He's very good at this. This is what he has done historically. And he has been amazingly successful at losing almost everything that he has. He started with $10 billion, which was, of course, not even really his money. It was just the shares that were valued in the marketplace. That's fine. That's capitalism. That's America. So he started with $10 billion. And by today, when he can actually sell it, he's got $1.5 billion left. Now, I want to explain this to you because I've said it would be essentially zero, and I realize that it's not completely zero. It's almost zero, not completely. If he were to sell right now, if he could get the market to hold at this price, which is not very simple to do. If he could do it, he'd have $1.5 billion, down from $10 billion. I realize if I had a Trumper here right now, they'd say, the man's got $1.5 billion. Well, he could take the United States down 90% without any trouble at all. And believe me, I don't want to have to prove it. I don't want to have to be watching to see as this happens. I don't want to see it at all. Because believe me, and I'll tell you how he could do it. He could do it with those idiotic tariffs. Now, he could put those tariffs on, and he could destroy this place. A few other things he could add in, and he would destroy the United States of America. And if you don't think he would, look what he's done to himself. He had $10 billion, which he couldn't get because he couldn't sell. Now, he's down to $1.5 billion. So, that's an 85% loss. Good job, Donald. It's just what you do all the time because, as everybody knows, whatever he touches dies. And, of course, the Republican Party is on its way to its death. Just whatever he touches, it dies. There's a book by that name, by the way, but the point is we don't need a book. We can watch it in real time. Now, in addition to whacking off $8.5 billion of what he had down to $1.5, it's 13 today. In addition to, and even before I say anything else, remember, it was going down, it hit 23, it bounced to 47, and I was telling the story of what a dead cat bounce is. And then it got down to 13 again. And I retold the story of a dead cat bounce. And this is really exactly how it works. You take that cat off the Empire State Building, so you drop it, and it bounces once, and then it comes up a little bit, and then it bounces a second time, but the second time it hardly comes up at all, and then boom, gone. Bye-bye, cat. This is separate from his cats. We could talk about that later, and I will. But here's the deal. Donald has wiped himself out again, as he always does. And don't forget, first, he hasn't sold yet. And if he went to sell, he'd have it down to one. No one would hold on to that thing if Donald were selling. And by the way, Donald said, "I'm not selling." This is just 2 days ago. Now, understand this. If you are an insider in a company, a public company, you cannot lie to investors. You can't. It's against the law. I mean, that's breaking the law. Of course, our favorite convicted felon, he doesn't care about breaking the law. What does that mean? It means nothing. So Donald says, "I won't sell." And when he said he wouldn't sell, the stock jumped $4 a share and then proceeded from 20 all the way back down to 13 later in this week. And now we're back at the 13 level. Good job, Donald. Number one, he's got a lawsuit coming if he tries to sell. Everybody who bought on the day that it went to 20 will sue him, and they'll win. Now, I know Donald's favorite thing is he won't pay. Well, I get it. And, you know, if he's sitting in that trailer that Jim Comey wants to put on Rikers, well, I guess it doesn't matter if he doesn't pay. At 78 years old, he could sit in that trailer for, 4 years, because he'll break other laws, too. Who knows? Whatever it is, it's not going to come out good for anybody else, and it'll be okay for him because he does get paid for having been president of the United States. You remember that story, how he wouldn't take any of that money? Oh, he's taking it. Believe me. He's been taking it, and he is taking it. That's right. Shock of all shocks. Donald's a liar. Who would have known? Okay. So that's the end of that story. It's not worth anything anymore. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for the second story. I think I'm going to have Joe play the clip. And then after you play the clip, Joe, then I'll have some comments. This is from Morning Joe yesterday.
It's because hasn't been done in many decades. It hasn't been done for a long time, but we are going to win New York.
That's a lie.
For every New Yorker being terrorized by this wave of migrant crime, November 5th will be your liberation day. It's going to be liberation because you are living like hell. You're living a life like hell. Vote for Donald Trump. What the hell do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? So I'd call up my wife, and I'd say, "Baby, who could draw crowds? Nobody can draw crowds like me. Nobody, not even close. I'm the greatest of all time, maybe greater even than Elvis, because Elvis had a guitar. I don't have a guitar. Elvis had a guitar. I don't have the privilege of a guitar. But I'd say, baby, who could do it like me? Nobody can do it like me. How great am I?"
Okay, that's good. So, yeah, how great is he? Not very great. First of all, he is a great liar. He's the best. I don't think anybody in the history of this country has lied better than he has when it comes to times where your lie can actually be criminal. And he's a criminal. He is criminally convicted. He's a convicted felon. I know people say, oh, it was a kangaroo court. It was not fair and all this other nonsense. It was an indictment brought by a grand jury, which is fair. That's America. And on top of that, the jury, all 12 members, listened to the case and then said guilty, 34 felony counts. So Donald is a criminal. So, you know, in the old days when we said he was a criminal, people could say, well, he wasn't convicted. But guess what? He's convicted. So he's a criminal. So we know he's that much. But it doesn't end there. Remember, he defrauded insurance companies and banks in New York, where he says he's going to win the race. Listen, if Donald Trump wins in New York, which he said he's winning in New York. He said he's going to win. He didn't say if he wins. He said he would win New York. Now, I'll tell you, whatever Vic here at the studio or Joe, you know, anybody here, I will eat anything they put in front of me. I don't care what it is. I'll eat an old shoe. I'll eat an old hat. I'll eat dirt. I mean, whatever it is, I will eat it. There's a hat. Okay, yeah. So you see, here's a hat. Joe brought me a hat. So right here. I will eat that hat. Promise. If Donald Trump wins New York. It's not possible. I mean, it's not just not possible. It's impossible, which is not possible. So like I said, forget it. Donald Trump's not winning New York, and he's a liar. He lies on everything. Okay, so he's the greatest, he says. The greatest of all, greater than Elvis. Come on. He's nobody. He's a loser. Now, if he says he's the greatest loser, yes. He may be the greatest loser of all time. And wait until you see the results of this election. I read an article today in the Washington Examiner. OMG. Do you know how ridiculous the Washington Examiner is? But anyway, I mean, they're a right-wing bunch of kooks. Anyway, they said that Donald is showing miraculously high numbers. Well, they're right about this. If those numbers were what they say they are, they would in fact be a miracle. But no, that is also a lie. Okay, but all of that pales against what Donald really did. And this is really one of the best things he's done in this whole campaign, and I texted out to some of my favorite right-wing weirdos when I heard this morning, because, you know, I'm sure everybody's heard it by now, but maybe it's not registering. Donald says that if he loses, whose fault is it? What a shock. If he loses, the Jews did it. Now, honestly, talk about a lack of creativity. Everybody has said it's always the Jews. I mean, by the time you get to any problem, before you're done, no matter who else is blamed, before it's over, it's always the Jews. The Jews did it. Well, here we go. Donald says that the Jews only gave him 28% of the vote, which he's lucky he got that high. The Jews only gave him 28% of the vote in 2020. And he says that as long as the Jews keep doing this to him, listen to me, doing this to him, because he says he's the greatest friend that Israel's ever had. We can put that aside for a moment. But here's the thing. You know, I always say, blacks aren't stupid. Women aren't stupid. Young people aren't stupid. Well, I got to add today, Jews are not stupid. And believe me, they are not voting for Donald Trump. And what's so funny is that now Donald has actually said explicitly, if he loses, the Jews did it. You know, it doesn't really upset me. Now, I know I hear people all day long talking about this, MSNBC and, you know, all over. You know, the ADL comes on, you know, various other groups that defend Jews can't come on. And they're outraged. They are outraged. But, you know, you're wasting your outrage. This is what Trump does. Trump is a neo-Nazi who has said that his administration will be called the Unified Reich. Now, if that's not Germany, I can't tell you what country it is. But here's the deal. You know, John Kennedy was the new frontier. Lyndon Johnson was the Great Society. Franklin Roosevelt was the New Deal. And Donald Trump is the Unified Reich. And the only thing I want to know is, why did he shave off that mustache? I mean, just put that little mustache on where it belongs and leave it there. Because this is Hitler. And the best part about that is that who said that Donald Trump is Hitler? Who said it? Well, here you go. J.D. Vance said that Donald Trump is the American Hitler. I mean, that's what he said. You can find it anywhere you want. It's all over the place. He said that Donald Trump's the American Hitler, and now he says, like every obsequious fool who follows this idiot, he changed his mind. But apparently at one time, he was very clear and spoke it out loudly that Donald Trump is the American Hitler. And you know what? He is. Now, he was the American Hitler even without coming after the Jews. But this shows you how desperate Donald has become, because he's just gone back to the playbook that every authoritarian lunatic has used throughout all the history that we can remember. Blame it on the Jews. So that's why I say, am I outraged? No, of course not. I'm not even thinking about it, except for to talk about what we need to do with him. I mean, I'm not taking it personally. Personally, I don't care what he thinks. These Nazis are just Nazis. It's what they do. Now, let me give you an example of that. One of his favorite people, one of Donald Trump's favorite people, this guy is running. He's a current lieutenant governor of North Carolina, and he's running for governor of North Carolina, which is really cool because he's destroying North Carolina for the Republican Party. I mean, the Republicans were ahead in North Carolina. Now, Kamala Harris is running 2 points ahead in North Carolina, where there are a whole lot of Republicans, and, you know, These Republicans love Trump. But even that isn't saving him from the candidate for governor. But listen to this. This is so good. This is the best. Mark Robinson declared that he is, number one, a black Nazi. Do you hear what I said? That's his words. That's not me calling him names. That's not anybody calling him names. This is Mark Robinson running for governor, and he says that he is a black Nazi. Well, I'm glad. That's good work. Good work, Mark Robinson and Donald Trump, because you have now destroyed any chance of winning North Carolina. And believe me, Kamala will appreciate that state, which has now become a swing state, thanks to Donald Trump and his favorite black Nazi. But it doesn't end there, because the black Nazi has gone on to say that slavery is actually a good thing, and that there are some black people who need to be slaves. Now, in view of all those comments, you would think that Mark Robinson would have been thrown off the ballot. And they did have time to do it. They had a few days. Now it's too late. The limit on that is passed. And believe me, the left wing that's involved over in North Carolina is so excited. At first, they were scared. They didn't want it to be revealed that Mark Robinson was like this, because they were afraid that Robinson would be thrown off the ticket and some real person, a regular candidate, might be put in the contest for governor of North Carolina. And as a result, they were afraid that North Carolina would end up in the Republican Party. But no, Mark Robinson said he's not going anywhere, and he's now on the ballot for good, and they can't get him off now. Now he can't come off. So now everybody in North Carolina that's sane is super excited, because who wouldn't want to run against a black Nazi? I mean, that's the best thing you could do. I'll tell you, you let everyone know that's running that their opportunity is to run against a black Nazi who says that some black people need to be slaves and that there are some good things about slavery. You put that on the ballot, and I'll tell you, you'll have so many people wanting to run for governor or whatever it is, anything. What an opportunity. You could be George Santos with all the bad things that that lunatic said. And believe me, it doesn't even come close to being a black Nazi. And then, of course, Donald adds to it brilliantly. So if you don't think that was enough, here's what he ended with. This is Donald praising the black Nazi. He says, ready for this one, that Mark Robinson is Martin Luther King on steroids. Well, I think you can pretty much assume that the black vote in North Carolina will be 99% for Kamala Harris. Because, listen, it's not even a question of being black. You'd have to be black in some kind of a mental institution and struggling with everything to vote in favor of a black Nazi who says that slavery could be a good thing and that some blacks need to be slaves. It's not going to happen. Blacks aren't going to do it. It's all over. As I always say, black people aren't stupid. So it turns out a lot of different groups aren't stupid. But the point is, unbelievably enough, this is what Donald Trump is running on. He's a black Nazi that's running for the governor of North Carolina. Donald's running on that. He loves this guy. Martin Luther King on steroids. I'll tell you, what a way to end the week. Honestly, go home and relax and enjoy the weekend with 40-some days left before the actual election, and just be aware. You got nothing to be concerned about on the Democratic Party side of this, because I promise you, the black Nazi is not going to win. And the black Nazi's great supporter, greater than Elvis, he won't win. He may win a spot in that trailer that Jim Comey wants to set up on Rikers. And again, let's not forget that Donald Trump is a convicted felon. So that's where he might go if he's sentenced properly. And, you know, that's what's so brilliant about Judge Mershon. A lot of people were upset that he moved the sentencing date past the election. But no, don't say that, because you don't know what he's going to do, and I don't know. But I can tell you this, what an opportunity he's got. He doesn't have to worry about the election, doesn't have to worry about people screaming, and well, he does have to worry about somebody coming to his house and blowing his brains out, because we certainly have people like that running around. But it looks like Mershon may be setting this up to put Donald away for a little bit. Now, it might only be 30 or 60 days. Who knows? Could be 4 years. And remember what I've explained here. If you do what Donald did, you would normally be on probation, because you would come into the courtroom and you would say, "Judge, you know, I did some things I shouldn't have done. I'm really sorry about it. I promise you, I will never break any laws ever again. If you don't put me in jail, I will be a perfect citizen. You will never have to worry about me ever. If you just understand how contrite I really am." Of course, Donald wouldn't understand the word contrite, but he'd say, "I'm sorry." He could say that. Okay, so here's the deal. That's not what he's going to do. He's going to walk into that courtroom, screaming at the judge, calling him names, threatening his family, threatening to come back against all those jurors that called him guilty. No, he's going to do every bit of that. And if he does, Mershon is going to be in the position that you would expect any judge to be, which is to say, this man is going to commit more crimes. He's committing crimes right now, because there is a gag order, not complete, but enough that he can't say all those things. And so he'll break the law, and then the judge will say he's not even slightly contrite, and therefore go to jail. End of story. But we'll see in November after the election. And of course, Donald will be breaking laws from the day he loses, trying to find a way to salvage his losing run for president. And I guess, you know, he's announced as of yesterday that one of the things he's going to be doing is coming after the Jews. Well, isn't that sweet? And I guess the Jews are really worried. I'll tell you, I'm not worried. I'd love them to come up here. Come on up here, Donald, with your big mouth. Really, we'd love it. I got a bunch of Jews around who would love to talk to you. So come on. We're ready. Yeah, the Jews did it. I love it. There's nothing better. I mean, I never even imagined that he'd finally come to that, but I'm not shocked that he did because, you know, that's what authoritarian dictators do. Eventually, they come around to the Jews. Hitler tried it, killed a lot of Jews. But after 12 years, the bullet ended up in Hitler's head. Look, I'm just telling you, and he did it himself, so, you know, it wasn't anybody else doing it. Here's the problem. Donald is one of the worst people on this planet or ever on American soil. We had supporters of Nazis prior to World War II. We did. But, you know, after December 7th, that was the end of that. Then they all had to go back into the woodwork and hide because even though they still thought it was the Jews that were causing all the problems, they knew they couldn't say any of that business anymore because they understood who the United States was fighting. And, you know, that was the end. So here we are once again, and we've got the same sickness, which, as we've been told by Donald Trump's former wife, that before he went to bed at night, he read excerpts from the speeches of Adolf Hitler. That's what she said. Now, what I'm saying is very simple. I always believed her, but now Donald is helping all of us to believe what's right in front of our eyes. If he loses, the Jews did it. You can't beat that one. I'm telling you. Okay. I think I'm going to do one more thing. You know, my Trump friends might come on the air here tonight. They're supposed to, but things sort of got a little confused, and they had some work to do. And anyway, they may come. There's no animus between us. They'll be, if they're not here tonight, they'll be back next week. They're fine. But I just want to say a couple other, well, at least one other thing before I come back. And you know, I'm off the Jews for a minute. How about this one? There's an amicus brief which has been filed with the 11th District Court. And when I say an amicus brief, just so you understand, it's a friend of the court's brief that helps the court, in theory, to consider the issues that are at stake in a certain dispute. And this is what has been filed with the 11th District as a result of Aileen Cannon in Florida. Now, here's the deal. The court could not accept it. They could say, no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to take it. We don't need your input. We've got it under control. But no, that's not what the court said. Because don't forget, this court has twice in the past really beat up Aileen Cannon, and I mean severely, for things that she said when she was coming up with the craziest decisions in favor of Trump as that case has progressed. So here we are. She has now dismissed the case. Donald said, I won. I won the case in Florida. No, he didn't win the case. His judge dismissed it. Now, Jack Smith has appealed. And that appeal is now in front of the 11th District, which has twice before punished Aileen Cannon on this case for acting crazy. They're going to do it again. This amicus brief, which they accepted, It's filled with what every jurist knows. Every one of these judges on the court in the 11th district, all conservative. Oh, they're very conservative. But they know the law, and they know that what Donald's talking about here, trying to get this case dismissed, is rubbish. Just not true. Just like Mike DeWine said about the cat and dog story in Ohio. It's rubbish. It's just not true. And they're going to do something to Aileen Cannon. Now, the other thing is there's an opportunity here, and we don't know if this will happen or not, because so far Jack Smith has avoided it. But he could ask for, through a writ of mandamus, a direct request for Aileen Cannon to be removed from this case. But it's probably not necessary because they're going to remove her anyway. She's done. She's through with this case. Right now, she just better hope for one thing. For her career, she better hope that Donald Trump is elected president of the United States. Because if he is, she's on her way to the Supreme Court. If he's not, she's on her way to the same place Donald is, which is the ash heap of history. Same place that Hitler is, same place that Joe McCarthy is. You know, all the bad people end up on the ash heap of history, and that is exactly where Aileen Cannon is going unless Donald gets elected president. And the only way he's going to get elected president is if I have to eat that hat. Because I can tell you right now, he is sunk. He isn't going to win New York. In fact, his Congress people who are running in New York, they probably won't win. And some of those people aren't even that bad. They're just Republicans. I mean, look, Republicans, sure, they're okay. Nothing wrong with one. I've never said anything against Republicans in recent times. Sure, when I was a kid, I was crazy. Yeah, I celebrated when Ike died. That was stupid. You know, a whole bunch of us in a car on the way driving up north in California to Berkeley, and, you know, we're all yelling, you know, hooray, Ike's dead. Well, you know, there were some reasons for it. It was wrong. Shouldn't have done any of that. But, you know, he had said that the biggest mistake in his entire life was picking Earl Warren for Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And, in effect, he was speaking out against fairness for black people. And so we were all angry, but it was stupid. Shouldn't have done it, really. That was wrong. And I'm fine with Republicans, with real Republicans. Who would have believed it? But even Dick Cheney, certainly Liz Cheney, and certainly a whole bunch of others. Do you know, I hope you know, hundreds of Republicans who have been in all administrations from, you know, George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan and all of that, all of these guys, all the way up to the present, signed a letter saying that Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States. Those are Republicans. I mean, do you understand? Those are Republicans. Real Republicans, not rhinos. These were Republicans their whole life. These are conservatives. You know, they're against government spending, and they think that, you know, we should restrain ourselves as a government, and the president should not be making decisions for everybody all the time about everything and trying to solve everybody's problems. That's Republicanism. That's fine. I disagree, but that's all right. That's fair. They're not part of the Unified Reich. They're not neo-Nazis. They're not praising Mark Robinson for being a black Nazi and saying that we need to restore slavery. They're not doing that. That's not Republican. I mean, the least that it is crazy, and the worst that it is Hitler. Okay, so let's put away all this sickness for a minute, and let's do something very healthy. Let's go to dinner. And this dinner is going to be at Wendy's, and it's going to be at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, where you can get some of the greatest food in the Missouri region. First of all, they've got wings. They've got smoked meat. They've got patty melts and hamburgers and cheeseburgers, lots of onions on everything. I love onions. Okay. And then they've got salads, really good ones. They've got great pizza. And they've got baby back ribs that I love. And I've sent a lot of people to those baby back ribs at Wendy's, and no one has come back with a complaint. They all love those ribs. And then on top of that, they've got onion rings. And listen, add it all up. You've got Wendy's, great food for everybody. And if you want really the same great food, but you're not in Chesterfield Valley, maybe you're out near Defiance, Missouri, then you just go to 2999 South Highway 94 and enjoy the same great Wendy's food in Defiance. Trust me, you'll love it. And let's move on back in the city to 4506 Hampton, and that is Jewels on Hampton. Jewels on Hampton, the best jewelry deals you can find. They make all kinds of deals. They buy and sell coins and jewelry at amazingly fair prices for everybody. And then on top of all that, they design jewelry. They have all these cases filled with jewelry. They're just experts, and they love people. And you go in to see Al and AJ, and you'll understand why I say that, because they love people. That is Jewels on Hampton, and on top of that, they'll fix your watch. St. Louis Suit Company is in Clayton. And believe me, they've got great suits. I had somebody the other day come to me and they said, can I get a good deal on a suit at the St. Louis Suit Company? And I said, oh, yeah, they're excellent. And he said, what are we talking about? $300, $400, $500? I said, no, try excellent top quality suits for, let's say, $150. Yeah. And I mean quality suits. Very nice. And if you think that this is any joke, just keep in mind, they have been there on the corner of Central and Forsyth for 30 years. You don't make it for 30 years unless you're selling top quality at great prices. Jay and Nick, they run it every day. They are terrific when it comes to selling all men's clothing. You got to check it out for the overcoats. But also, don't forget, if you're getting married, go to the St. Louis Suit Company, where they will help you with your wedding attire, because they're the top experts in the St. Louis area on wedding attire. Okay, St. Louis Suit Company, that's in Clayton. And finally, and this is really one of my favorites of all time, and that's the Spaghetti and Meatballs Day on Friday. And that's Spaghetti and Meatballs Day at Talena's. Talena's at 141 and Olive. Look on the screen right there. You can see Susan and Meddy. There they are right in the middle of the screen. And believe me, they are my best friends. I've known them for many years. And they are just, they're great. They got a great place. And when it comes to Italian food, OMG, this place is terrific. And like I say, spaghetti and meatballs, you can't beat it at Talena's. So check them out. enjoy that spaghetti and meatballs on Friday. And we'll set up some stuff and go up there and have some people meet. Hopefully we're all going to meet to support Ray Hartman, because Ray certainly deserves our support. And I can guarantee you he is now in the running in Missouri. In past years, nah, you know that Democrats weren't winning in Missouri. Now, before the craziness, yeah, they were. They were winning a lot. You know, Stuart Symington, Tom Eagleton. I mean, these were Democrats. But, you know, we're past that. We're in a new era. The Unified Reich. And the Unified Reich is being challenged. And certainly Ray is out here challenging in a very effective way. And I think it's going to be so close. Ray could win. Women? Yeah, that's part of it. But it's even more than that. Donald is destroying the Republican Party at every turn. You know it. I know it. The black Nazi in North Carolina is finding out. He may not know it, but he's finding out. You know, at the end of all these things that he came up with this week, I mean, they're old stories, but he's backing them. He's sticking with it. And he says, or he said, it's too late now. He couldn't do anything now anyway. But he said, I'm not pulling out of this race. I believe everything I've told you. Yeah, I'm a black Nazi. Yeah. Some blacks need to be slaves. Good. It's the end of him. And as far as the Jews only voting 28% for Trump, guess what? It's another election coming, and I think you better watch his Jewish numbers. I don't think they're going to be going up, Donald. I don't think so. Okay, so what else? Well, here's one for you. Trump is asking the district court to throw out the January 6th case on the basis that Donald has immunity from everything. Well, he claims the Supreme Court said it, and that's the story. And of course, Tanya Chutkan, who's the judge on the case, she said, nah, not happening. We're not throwing this out. We're going forward on this case now because the decision was made by the Supreme Court. It was turned back to Judge Chutkan to decide which acts were possibly private and which acts may have been part of Donald's job as president of the United States. And she's going to do it. And she said she's going to do it. And she said this case is going forward, period. So you can watch and see, you know, how they parse the words and tear this thing apart and what comes up. But I think you're going to find that, like everything else, this case is going to stick. The Florida case is going to stick. And Aileen Cannon is probably on her way to the ash heap of history. And of course, that's where she belongs. Now, listen, all the things that I've had to say, you would think there can't be anything else. I mean, what could this guy do now? How much more could he do in a week or a day? In this case, a day. This just all came up in the last day. But anyway, that's okay. Donald has more. He's done a great job. And in this case, one thing is there's a Republican congressman in Wisconsin who says that immigrants are voting for Democrats in Wisconsin, illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. He is a congressman in Wisconsin. He says that these illegal immigrants, they're all over the place. Of course, it's illegal, and you can get caught and get in trouble. Even under Joe Biden, you can get in trouble for being an illegal immigrant. But at any rate, he says they're voting for Democrats, which, of course, they're not. They're not voting for anybody. It's illegal for an immigrant without being an American citizen to vote in our elections. You can't do it. You can't do it. They don't do it. And they asked this guy, what's his name, Guffman, something like that? They asked him, do you know of any case where this has happened? Can you show us where this has happened? And he said, and this is the best, he said, I have absolutely no evidence of this at all. None. No evidence. He says, but we know it's happening. But he says, no, we have no evidence. But we know it's happening. But we have no evidence. And then, not over then, that's not the end. Donald has proclaimed, not surprisingly, that the travel ban from his first administration will be coming back because we must stop immigrants from infested countries from coming to the United States. Now, the reason that that's important, a lot of people say, no, that language, that doesn't fly. Yeah, we understand about the black Nazi and slavery and all that, but no, we're not gonna buy this infested country story because, see, that's what Hitler said. That was Hitler. You know, the poisoning the blood of America. These people are infesting our society. They are vermin. You know, that's the whole Hitler story. And so here we are. And Donald's just trotting everything out, whatever he can find, because he's desperate. He's desperate. I mean, is there any other explanation for this? No. Why would he come out and try to talk like Hitler? Who's he trying to impress? He's trying to hold on, I guess, to his neo-Nazi supporters, but he's really foolish because he can't lose them anyway. They love him. Who are they going to vote for? Kamala Harris? No, she's not going to get any neo-Nazis. You don't have to worry about that, Donald. So you can stop talking about infestations by vermin and the rest, because I promise you, the neo-Nazis are with you. You may lose all the Jews. You may lose all the blacks. You may lose all the women. You may lose all the young people. But no, Donald, you are not going to lose the neo-Nazis. They love you. They support you. They've done it since Charlottesville. They're going to keep doing it. They love you, Donald. They trust you. And believe me, they have a reason to trust you. Because what do you say? You say that the black Nazi in North Carolina is Martin Luther King on steroids. I mean, really. How did we get here? That's a good question. And there's some great books that have been written on this already. And trust me, there are more books coming. They're going to write about this throughout history. It's not going to end, the number of people that are going to try to figure out how this happened. I mean, Donald's not going to be anything anymore. After he loses this, he's going to drift off into nowhere's land. And, you know, I guess he may end up in that trailer that Jim Comey wants to put on Rikers. But even if he doesn't end up there, Believe me, the books that will be written about this fool will never end. And could he have actually won the presidency? The answer is yes. Scary enough, he could have won. But in order to have won, he would have had to shut up. And I never say that. I don't say shut up, but I have to say it. It's just, you know, I don't curse on the air, but, you know, shut up is just, I don't like shut up. But he would have to do that. He can't do it. How about these words? He can't constrain himself. He can't do it. People said he couldn't do it at the debate, and he didn't. And he can't do it now. And he is going further and further off the rails with his lunacy because he can't constrain himself. He doesn't know how to stop. If he could, nah, it's too late now, but if he could have stopped, he could have been president. As scary as that is, this man could have won. There are people in this country that probably could have forgotten about, you know, bleach in your arm and, you know, horse medication, I mean, whatever that stuff is. Look, they could have forgotten everything. They really could have. But Donald couldn't constrain himself. He had to keep screaming. He had to keep going crazy and attacking all these people from other countries and the asshole countries in Africa and, you know, all the bad things that he has said all through this. Now he wants to reinstate the travel ban. He doesn't want any infested people to come to the United States. Hitler language. All of it. The man, I mean, he's a maniac. He's some kind of a demon. He's horrible. Thinks he's going to win New York? Believe me, you'll never see me eat that hat. Never. They can put that hat up on the show all day long. Put it on any show you want. Promise, I promise I'll never have to eat it. Because Donald Trump is not going to win New York. He's going to lose New York. He's going to lose California. He's going to lose Illinois. See, we know what you have to win. You have to win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. You have to win those. And the numbers for Kamala in those states are going up every day. They're in the 3-4 range now, including in Pennsylvania. You can't win with all the votes the Democrats have. You can't win. It's just impossible. If you win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, add them on to the rest of these guys, it's over. Everyone knows it. It adds up to more than 270, and that's the end. Now, Donald's going to claim that it's all rigged and it's not fair and that immigrants were voting for him and everything else. He'll claim it all. But in the end, he and the black Nazi, well, the only place that they've got left on the planet to go, I mean, Viktor Orban will take them. Germany won't even take them. I mean, there's some people in Germany who would, but not Germany. No. And remember this. What a way to end tonight. Remember that when it all came to it, at the end of this all, Donald did it. It took years, but he finally got to it. It's all the fault of the Jews. The Jews did it. Okay. For Telenas, for Wendy's, for Jules on Hampton, and for the St. Louis Suit Company, I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.